USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It looks like the federal government will steer clear of a shutdown after all, as Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has announced that an agreement has been reached on a stopgap government funding bill, a measure that's expected to be voted on later this morning, as by midnight tonight, with no action, there'd be the government shutdown. Yesterday, hours before any such deal seemed close, the White House was trying to get Republicans to sign on.
Because everybody should believe that we need to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. We're disappointed that that's not the view shared by Republicans right now.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki there again hours before the apparent agreement, which will raise the debt ceiling. Britney Spears' father is no longer her conservator. A judge has removed Jamie Spears from the pop star's conservatorship, and now a public accountant will be taking over through the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The mayor of Kabul, Afghanistan, says millions of Afghans are in dire straits after the U.S. finished its withdrawal of troops. Speaking on CNBC, Mohammed Daoud Sultani has said that there are millions of people who are simply at the verge of famine and hunger. Multiple other organizations have been warning of a pending humanitarian crisis in that continued war-torn nation. The FAA closing its investigation into Virgin Group founder Richard Branson's July flight into space. The FAA said it was looking into a mishap which had occurred on the Galactic flight on July 11th when the space plane was too shallow and its nose not at a sufficient angle during its return to Earth. The FAA says that meant it could have caused an emergency landing. However, the FAA now says it required Virgin Galactic to implement changes and it has agreed to do so, so it may return to flight operations. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
Another lawsuit challenging a vaccine mandate, this time in Rhode Island, the vaccine mandate for health care workers there, getting a closer look by a federal judge now, as a hearing was held on Wednesday regarding the matter, with the judge making no immediate decision on a request for a temporary restraining order. At the moment, workers have until Friday there in Rhode Island to get vaccinated or lose their jobs. Meanwhile, some lawmakers on Capitol Hill have been reacting to that Some lawmakers on Capitol Hill are voicing their opinions on these mandates. With one example, here's USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee unsuccessfully rolled out the first of a dozen bills Tuesday he has drafted to upend President Joe Biden's yet-to-be-issued vaccination mandate.
Someone who is serving as the President of the United States while issuing a sweeping federal mandate insists that this is not about freedom or personal choice. It is. It necessarily is.
He said the president's strong-arm push to force Americans to choose between decisions affecting their health and providing for their families is wrong. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And there's a possibility meth addicts in California could soon get paid for getting clean and sober. The Recovery Incentives Act has already been given the green light by that state's House and Senate. It's awaiting the Governor Gavin Newsom's signature. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.